here at the 2019 Cornerstone Credit Union League annual meeting and expo, hear.
Yes.
The expo was yesterday upstairs.
That's right.
And it was very crowded up there.
Nothing better than an expo.
Indeed. I hear that loud and clear. All right. We're here with Bassino & Associates, Mr. Jeff Bassino. Jeff, how are you, sir?
I'm doing great. Mike, how are you?
I'm doing all right. You're closing out the show today.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Which is always good. It's either good news or bad news. It's like we didn't feel like we wanted you to open, but yeah, we'll let you talk the last day.
I think it's a good thing in this case.
Great.
Hey, so your topic at hand is what will Congress and NCOA do this year?
Yes.
Ooh, wow, we're on sitting on pins and needles now. Let's get out the crystal ball and see what's going to happen here.
Well, I think the fact that we now finally have a full NCOA board for the first time in 2.5 years, I think, is important.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of what they're doing. Obviously, in the past, with two board members, even though Mark McWaters and Rick Metzger got along fine,
mm-hmm.
and they did a lot of things,
yeah,
and they give them a lot
job.
Of credit.
Yeah.
The reality of the situation is, you know, having been on that board with two other members, I know that it's a little more difficult if I only have one other person that I know is going to vote for what I want.
Right, right.
So in a way, they kind of have each other checkmated to a degree,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
and now you don't see that. So now we'll see the board operate kind of as it's supposed to do, you know, with hopefully discussion back and forth on points.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I mean, I was one of those that thought a 2-1 vote isn't a bad thing, you know, as long as everybody kept it professional.
Sure.
And for the most part, Mark and Rick did before, and it seems that Todd and Rodney and Mark are going to do the same thing.
Yeah,
so
indeed. Isn't McWaters' term up, though, in August?
McWaters' term's up in August,
okay.
and I think the question's going to be, and I'll talk about it today, is, you know, what will he do? Will he stay on? Obviously,
mm-hmm.
you can stay on.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah, like Rick, he stayed on what, a year and a half, two years?
A year and a half. You know, Debbie stayed on a little after that.
She
Gigi Hyland stood on.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's kind of traditional that you stay until your successor is confirmed.
Right.
But I'm not sure what Mark will do. Yeah, obviously he had been appointed, or he'd been nominated for two other positions in administrations, including the Obama administration. So they obviously think highly of him.
Mm-hmm.
So the question is, you know, do they have something else in mind for him? Does he have something else in mind? Sometimes guys want to get on with their life. You know, when I was on the Federal Housing Finance Board, I left a little early before the term was up because I just wanted to get going with what I wanted to do.
Right, right. So what's on the docket for this year? What's in the plans that that we can look forward to that maybe are, you know, is Congress and NCO, are they in synchronicity at all, or?
Well, I don't know if Congress is in synchronicity with themselves, much less with NCOA.
Good point.
So I think one of the things you want to look at is with an election year coming up next year, you obviously have issues that they'd like to see handles and other issues that'll never be handled.
Mm-hmm.
I know reg relief is a big concern. However, the administration's request a couple weeks ago that they run everything past OMB tends to put a little chill on regulatory relief in my mind.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll be interesting to see how that pans out. And frankly, I think most, as I've said for the last handful of years, Congress is a little dysfunctional at this point. So I think most of the action is going to happen at the regulatory level. You know,
mm-hmm.
in terms of what's NCOA going to do. They've got things in terms of risk-based capital they've still got to address,
mm-hmm.
secondary capital, and then they worry about the standard things, cybersecurity, you know, with fintechs becoming more and more a part of today's financial services marketplace. NCOA has to look at it, but they have to look at it from the standpoint of a kind of a field of membership issue as well. And so some of those same issues for fintechs that affect banks won't affect credit unions.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Wasn't there an appeal about the whole field of membership thing as well?
Yes,
so what's the status with that?
Still up in the air.
Okay.
You know, if you talk to the folks at NCOA, they think they are on a good path.
Yeah.
I frankly think they may win a couple and lose a couple, which
mm-hmm.
tends to happen in these court cases.
Yeah.
But it'll be interesting to see what happens, and then obviously you've got the fallout from that as to how they
mm-hmm.
handle
mm-hmm.
what they do going forward.
Mm-hmm. The impact on credit unions, how will it be business as usual, or will there be some sort of impact in 2019?
That's the question.
Yeah.
That's the question. We feel the membership is, well, now, if you're asking from the standpoint of NCOA, I think it is yet to be seen how Chairman Hood and the new board member, Todd Harper, are going to be able to interact with
mm-hmm.
McWaters, what they're going to find important. Every new board carries with them a new dynamic and kind of new focus.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everybody has their idea of what they want to get done, and for a while it's a little bit of a, you know, kind of a back and forth as to see what gets handled first. But
mm-hmm.
Obviously it's good to have three board members finally back on
board. No doubt, no doubt. Thank goodness.
Yeah.
It's good to have them at full steam ahead again. So the timing of all this, and with the elections and stuff
mm-hmm.
coming up, is that going to be a huge distraction for things? Because I remember, what was it last year or the year before when the midterms were coming up? that we couldn't really do anything because the elections kind of put a halt on stuff. So is this going to happen again with the presidential election coming up?
Every presidential election, here's what I'm not sure everybody understands, is with nominations, and as you said, Mark's term is up in August.
Yeah.
There may not be a name sent up, or if there is, there may not be action taken on it, because if you're Chuck Schumer, who's the leader of the Democratic Party on the Senate, you don't want to commit to having another Republican on that board, because that gives the Republicans the 2-1 advantage with an election coming up. Now, if you think you're going to win that election, and I think Democrats are optimistic that they can win the election, you want to hold off on that to keep that spot open. Now, having said that, the way the Senate rules have changed, it takes a simple majority rather than a cloture vote now on nominations. So Republicans could jam somebody through if they so chose. I just don't think they will do that. I mean, I've heard stories that Schumer and McConnell tend to get along on some of these nomination issues, and they will work back and forth, as I think they should. But, you know, you may not see a name confirmed from Mark's spot. So that's where the presidential election comes in. And obviously, when you've got a handful of senators running for election, running for the White House, you're not going to have them doing Senate business. So any of those things, I mean, I always say election years tend to slow everything down. People always are kind of, you know, if it's a boxing match, you're kind of feeling each other out to see where things are going to be. And you really want to hold off waiting to see what the election brings.
Okay. Well, I'm going to let you get back in there, because I know you got a presentation to give up there in about 10 minutes.
I got talking a bit.
Exactly. So, Jeff, always appreciate it.
Thanks
again for the time. Keep up the good work.